我们不单单只是在筹备庆祝的活动，而是真的看到你给我们何等大的恩典，何等大的奇迹，将你的独生子降生诞生成为人，住在我们当中。主，叫你的圣子主耶稣真的能够诞生在我们每一个人的心里，叫他能够在我们生命中能够成为我们的光，成为我们的主。我们再次将这个庆祝的这一个所谓圣诞期间，能够真的是主你自己来看顾来保守我们每一个人的心思意念，叫我们能够知道，能够将一切的荣耀都归给你。现在我们聆听你自己的话语，求主你自己的圣灵做引导关照的工作，你的圣子主耶稣基督做接近的工作，叫我们所口中的言语心里的意念都能够蒙你的悦纳。我们叫你仰望祈求，是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。那么来看约翰福音书第六章35到51节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 35 to 51.
约翰福音书第六章三十五到五十一节。
John chapter 6, verse 35 to 51.
我用华文来念，英文的，你们可以看这个screen。耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮。”到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。只是我对你们说过，你们已经看见我还是不信。凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的我总不丢弃他，因为我从天上降下来不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却要叫他复活。因为我父的意思是叫一切见子可信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮，就私下议论说，这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？他的父母我们岂不认得吗？他如今怎么说我是从天上降下来的呢？耶稣回答说，你们不要议论，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人能到我这里来。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。在先知书上写着说，你们都要蒙神的教训，凡听见父之教训又学习的，就到我这里来。这不是说有人看见过父，唯独从神来的他看见过父。我实实在在地告诉你们，信的人有永生。我就是生命的粮，你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛哪还是死了。这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。我是从天上降下来的生命的粮，人若吃这粮就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人生命所赐的。有人讲了这样的一个故事。
Someone once said this story.
在第二次世界大战快要结束的时候，
At the end of the Second World War,
美国跟英法联军呢，就把一群饥饿的这些孤儿，把他们集合在一个军营里面。
The Allied soldiers gathered all the angry, hungry orphans into a, army camp.
让他们有地方可以暂时住，也可以供应他们食物。
So that they have a place to stay temporarily and to give them food.
虽然联军做了如此妥善的安排，但是这群孩子们，他们在晚上还是睡得不好。
Even though the Allied soldiers have arranged this very carefully, but the orphans still cannot sleep well.
因为他们似乎还是感到很焦虑和担心。
Because they still feel very anxious and worried.
联军因此请了一个心理学家，
and therefore the Allied soldiers hired a psychologist，
要找出这些孩子们不安跟这个解决的方法，
to find the reason for their unease and to give them a solution。
那么经过多次的这个观察研究之后，
after much observation，
那么这位心理学家就想到了一个解决的方法，
so the psychologist thought of a solution，
就是在孩子们要睡之前，
and that is before the children sleep，
每人给一片面包。
To give them a slice of bread,
不是要给他们吃，
not for them to eat,
乃是要他们握在手中陪他们睡觉，
for them to hold in their hands while they sleep.
那这片握在手中的面包就带来了很奇妙的医治的效果。
And this bread in their hands brought miraculous healing abilities.
直到这群孩子能够很安心的入睡。
So that these children can sleep now in peace.
因为他们知道他们明天早上起来的时候，他们肯定是有面包可以吃的。
Because now they know when they wake up in the morning, they will surely have bread to eat.
这片面包是他们可以看得到的。
And this bread that they can see.
又是握在自己的手中。
In their hands.
就保证了在明天以及未来的日子里面，他们就不会再挨饿。
We ensure that in the next morning and the day on, they would not be hungry anymore.
因此他们就能够放心的就入睡。
And therefore they can now rest in peace.
是的，弟兄姐妹，你现在手中所握的是什么
？So brothers and sisters, what is this that you're holding in your hand?
或是你生命里所拥有的是什么
？What do you have in your life?
能叫你每晚都能够安心的入睡
？That you can now sleep in peace.
我知道，当你第二天起身的时候
，and such that in the next morning，
你有信心去面对每天生活的挑战
，you have now confidence to face the challenges ahead，
或者你对生命的未来是有把握的
，or do you have confidence in your life onwards？
从刚才我们所看的经文里
，from what we have read，
耶稣做了一个自我的宣告
，and therefore Jesus make a self-proclamation，
我就是生命的粮
，I am the bread of life，
到我这里来的必定不饿。
He who comes to me will never hungry.
信我的永远不渴。
And who believes in me will never thirsty.
换句话说，耶稣要告诉我们，他作为生命的粮。
Therefore, Jesus is saying that as the bread of life,
他能够满足我们今生的需要。
He can fulfill our daily needs.
他也能够带给我们永远不饥渴的永恒的生命。
And also give us an everlasting life that will never let us thirst.
所以现在就让我们来看，耶稣宣告他自己是生命的粮，他的凭据。在哪里
？So therefore, let us today see what is the foundation for Jesus' self-proclamation.
这是今早经文约翰要让我们看到的第一点。
And this is the first point.
就是耶稣是生命的粮，因为他是神所赐下给世人的救恩的礼物。
Jesus is the bread of life because he is the gift for mankind that for salvation.
首先，让我们先来了解耶稣宣告自己是生命的粮的背景。
First, let us look at the background.
在约翰福音书第六章里面。
In chapter 6,
约翰很详细地记载耶稣在加利利海边所发生的一切的事情和教导。
John records all that had happened at the Sea of Galilee.
这是整本福音书里面唯一的一章讲到加利利地区所发生的事情。
In the whole Gospel of John, this is the only chapter that records what happened at Galilee.
换句话说，约翰认为这是耶稣在加利利侍奉里面的高峰。
Therefore, this is John's opinion of what is the peak of the mission at Galilee.
而他的教导是尤其的重要。
And his teaching there is therefore very important.
所以他必须要详细的记载。
And this needs to be recorded in detail.
那么在加利利地区一共发生了三件事情。
There are three things that happened at the Sea of Galilee.
第一件事是耶稣以五饼二鱼来喂饱五千人。
First is how Jesus fed 5,000 using 5 loaves and 2 fish.
第二件事情是耶稣在海面上行走。
And secondly, Jesus walked on water.
他来到门徒的船上跟他们会合，一起到加百农去。
To meet the disciples at their boat and go to Capernaum.
最后的一件事，也就是经文里面最长的，就是耶稣在加百农的会堂里面的教导。
Lastly is the teaching of Jesus at the synagogue at Capernaum.
就是有关生命的粮的这个教导。
And this teaching about Jesus as the bread of life.
这三个事件是一个紧接一个。
And these events happen one after another.
第一件五饼二鱼的这个神迹，跟第三件耶稣在会堂里面的教导，相隔只有一天。
From the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 to Jesus' teaching at the synagogue in Capernaum is only one day apart.
耶稣在加利利海。以五饼二鱼喂饱五千人的这个神迹，使到许多人感到很惊讶。
The miracle of the feeding of 5,000 shocked many.
他们认定耶稣是那要来到世间的先知。
And therefore they were sure that he is the prophet that is to come.
他们就要强迫他做王。
And they want to compel him to be king.
所以耶稣就避开他们，独自到山上去。
And therefore Jesus departed from them to go up to the mountain.
但是他先吩咐门徒先乘船离开。
But he asked his disciples to first leave by boat.
那么过海到加百农去。
To go across the sea to Capernaum.
在晚上的时候，耶稣就悄悄地在海面上来行走。
That night Jesus secretly walked on water.
来到海的中间跟门徒会合
，to join the disciples at the middle of the sea，
那么一同到加百农去
，and to go to Capernaum together。
第二天，这些群众发现，耶稣跟门徒都不在了。
The next day, all the crowd discovered that Jesus and the disciples were gone.
就推断他们可能是到加百农去。
And they deduced that they must have gone to Capernaum.
所以他们也坐船追踪前往。
And therefore they also pursue by boat.
结果真的在加百农找到耶稣。
And truly they found him at them at Capernaum.
那是耶稣正在会堂里面教训人。
And then Jesus was teaching in the synagogue.
耶稣看见这些群众如此穷追不舍的来找他。
After Jesus saw this crowd chasing him relentlessly,
然后就有感地对他们说。
And therefore he said,
我实实在在告诉你们。
I tell you the truth.
你们找我不并不是因为见了神迹。
You are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs.
乃是因为赤饼得饱足。
But because you ate the loaves and had your fill.
所以耶稣因此叫他们不要为那可以坏的食物 来操劳。
And therefore Jesus is telling them not to labor for the perishable food.
应该为那可以存到永生的食物来劳力。
But rather they should labor for the food that is imperishable.
所以耶稣跟他们这番谈论里面。
And therefore in this dialogue with them,
就引发了今天耶稣的宣告说讲他是生命的粮。
It triggered this teaching about Jesus as the bread of life.
说实在的，这些加利利人，他们的确是看见了耶稣所行的五饼二鱼的神迹。
The truth is that these Galileans did witness the feeding of the 5,000.
而且他们是受益者。
And they are the benefactors.
不过他们只看到神迹中的饼跟鱼能够喂饱他们的肚子。
But they only see the bread and the fish that can feed them in a miracle.
他们没有看见那个供应者。
They did not see the provider.
他们没有看见这个神迹背后的意义。
They did not see the meaning of the miracle.
和主要显明的耶稣的身份。
And the revealing of Jesus' identity.
也就是说他们对耶稣之所以感到兴趣。
And therefore it is to say that the reason why they are interested in Jesus.
只不过因为耶稣喂饱了他们的肚子。
It's only Jesus is able to fill them.
以至于他们无需工作就可以获得食物
，such that they do not need to work and they can able to be fed。
他们只看到眼前物质上的需要
，they only saw their material need。
所以耶稣必须将他们的注意力提到更高的层次，到永恒的事情上。
And therefore Jesus refocused them from the food to what is eternal。
耶稣要他们去追求那可以叫人家可以得到永恒生命的食物
，to ask them to chase after the eternal food。
也就是他所讲的生命的粮
，and that is the bread of life。
耶稣指出，这生命的粮是从天上降下来的。
Jesus point out that this bread of life comes from the heaven.
是父神授权给他。
Is authorized by the heavenly Father.
那么他是父神所差派的。
And Jesus is the one who is sent by the Father.
对这些加利利的这个群众来说
，To this Galilean crowd.
耶稣在前一天所施行的五饼二鱼的神迹
，The miracle of the feeding of 5,000.
他们似乎相信耶稣就是很像摩西那位要来的先知。
This led them to believe that Jesus is a prophet like Moses.
但是耶稣如今却说他是神所差派的这个特使。
But now Jesus say that he is a special one, sent by God.
因此呢，他们要耶稣再行另外一个神迹来证明他的身份。
So now they demand a second miracle to show that indeed this is his identity.
他们以他们的祖宗在旷野流浪的时候，摩西每天能够供应他们玛拿这个例子。
They use the example of how their ancestors were in the Egypt and Moses was able to give them manna as example.
那么质问耶稣，你是不是也可以如此行
？And therefore they question if Jesus can do likewise.
换句话说，五饼二鱼对他们来讲是不够的，因为它只是一次过的神迹。
Therefore to them, this feeding of the 5,000 is only one single miracle.
它并不能够满足他们每天的需要。
This cannot fulfill their daily needs.
他们要耶稣像摩西一样。
They want Jesus to be like Moses.
能够把天上的食物运到人间来。
To bring heavenly food to them.
那么每天可以供应他们食物的这个需要。
So that they can be fed every day.
所以耶稣因此要纠正他们这种错误的看法。
Therefore, Jesus wants to correct their understanding.
和他这位摩西的能力。
And also the about the abilities of Moses.
耶稣指出摩西没有这样的神力。
Therefore, Jesus point out that Moses did not actually have such abilities.
可以把天上的粮食运到人间来。
To bring heavenly food to on earth.
他不是玛拿的赐予者。
Because he is not the provider of manna itself.
玛拿是神赐给百姓的。
Manna came from God to be given to the Israelites.
不是从摩西那里来的。
And it's not from Moses himself.
第二件事，耶稣说他不是那位另外的一位摩西。
Secondly, Jesus said that he is not the second Moses.
他的身份，他的能力比摩西更大，更尊贵。
His identity and his powers are even greater and more glorious than Moses.
因为这位赐玛拿的神就是他的父。
Because the one who gives manna is his father.
他是从父神那里来的。
Jesus came from the father.
是从天上降下来。
From heaven.
要执行这个父神的旨意。
And to do the father's will.
就是将生命的粮赐给世人。
And that is to give the bread of life to mankind.
耶稣讲，不是单单赐给以色列人。
And Jesus said that this is not only for the Israelites.
这是生命的粮是要赐给所有的人。
And this bread of life is for all.
所以第三点，他要纠正他们的错误的地方就是
，and the third correction is，
就是过去神在旷野里面给以色列百姓的玛拿
，the manna that has given to the Israelites in the past，
跟他现在所要赐的这个生命的粮有很大的分别。
It's very different from the bread of life that he's now giving。
虽然玛拿是很神奇的这个食物，从天降下
，even though this manna is quite miraculous from heaven。
但是它是会朽坏的
But it spoils
它只能够存放一天
It can only stay for one day
再说
After eating you'll still be hungry the next day So you still need to eat
而吃玛拿的人最终还是会死掉
But, And also those who eat manna will eat it
你吃了还是会感到肚子饿还是要再吃
After eating you'll still be hungry the next day So you still need to eat
而吃玛拿的人最终还是会死掉
But, And also those who eat manna will eventually still die
但是耶稣说神如今所赐下的从天上降下来的生命之粮是永不朽坏的
But Jesus said that now this bread of life from heaven will never perish
人吃了不会再饥饿
And after eating you will never be hungry again
并且永远不死
And you will never die
为什么人吃了耶稣或者人吃了这个天上降下来的生命之粮就永远不死
Why is it that after eating this bread of life you will not die?
因为这生命之粮就是耶稣本身
Because this bread of life is Jesus himself
耶稣说我所要赐的粮就是我的肉为世人的生命所赐的
He says that I'm the bread of life who is given to you is for mankind
耶稣接着就讲了令犹太人很感到很惊奇的话
And next he says something that shocked the Jews
我实实在在地告诉你们
I tell you the truth.
你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血
，unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood，
就没有生命在你们里面。
You have no life in you.
永活的父怎么样差我来，我又因父活着。
Just as the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father.
照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
So the one who feeds on me will live because of me.
耶稣是从天上降下来的生命之粮。
So Jesus is the bread of life that came down from heaven.
吃这粮的就永远的活着。
Those who feed on this bread will live forever.
当然，耶稣所讲的吃他的肉跟喝他的血，只是象征性的说法。
Of course, this eating of his flesh and drinking his blood is only metaphorical.
是要说明他在不久的将来，他将以他牺牲的生命来叫世人可以得到那永远的生命。
Is to say that in the near future he will sacrifice his life so that mankind will have eternal life.
也就是说耶稣是父神给世人的唯一可以得到永远生命的途径
And this is to say that Jesus is the only way that mankind can have this everlasting life
因为这是父神自己开创的救恩的工作
Because this is the path that the Lord Father has opened to for salvation
借着他儿子自己的生命来成为世人的粮
Through his own son's sacrifice to become the bread of life
要把这个永远的生命带给一切信他的人
To give this everlasting life to those who believe in him.
所以人的责任，人的回应是什么？
So what is the response of man?
就是要信靠耶稣。
Is to believe in him.
相信他是神所赐下的生命之粮。
That he is the bread of life from God.
能满足人今生的需要。
To fulfill our daily needs.
并且能够享有这个永远的生命。
And to have eternal life.
是的，弟兄姐妹，耶稣知道我们日常生活的需要。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus knows our daily needs.
要不然在主导文里面他也不会教导我们向父神祈求说我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们
Because in his prayer he says to pray to the Father give us today our daily bread
但是耶稣要我们不要单单只在物质或者这个世界的范围里面来看事情
But Jesus also want us not to just look at things from the worldly point of view
以为可以以物质的享受来这个满足领会人生命的最需要的
As if we satisfy our material needs, we can fulfill our most deepest needs of mankind.
一位美国传道人他诠释这个浪子回头的故事，很值得我们去反省。
An American evangelist interpreted the parable of the prodigal son in this way that allows us to reflect on it.
他问： 浪子为什么要离家出走？
He asked, why does the prodigal son leave his home?
因为他要享受生命。
Because he wants to enjoy life.
他要享受生命，按照我们今天的眼光来判断，他要的是衣服、鞋子、珠宝，以及能够让他享乐吃喝的东西。
To enjoy life in our perspective today means he wants clothes, shoes, jewelry, and all that he can eat and drink.
他以为生命的享受或者生命的意义就是由这些物质来决定。
He thought the meaning of life is to enjoy all these material things.
结果他失去了一切。
But in the end he lost everything.
可是当他再回到父亲家里的时候，
But when he returned to his father,
他却得到他以前所要寻求的一切。
He got all that he was searching for.
他父亲说，把最好的袍子拿来给他穿上。
His father said to put the best, to bring the best robe and put it on him.
他出去是要得到衣服。
He went out for clothes.
但他却失去了衣服。
But he lost it.
而他父亲有这些衣服。
And all along his father had it.
父亲说，把鞋子给他穿上。
The father said, bring sandals to his feet.
这是他出去时所要得到的。
This is what he was going out for.
但他回家时却是光着脚。
But when he returned, he was barefooted.
而父亲给他鞋子。
And the father gave him sandals.
父亲说，把戒指戴在他的指头上。
The father said, put a ring on his finger.
他要的是珠宝。
He was looking for jewelry.
但他离家时他失去了他们。
When he left, he lost all his jewelries.
但他回家时他又得到了他们。
But when he returned, he got it again.
他出去时要有足够的享乐吃喝。
When he was going out, he was wanted all kinds of food to eat.
结果却是挨饿。
But he was in hunger.
但他父亲说，把肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们要吃。
The father said, bring the fattened calf and eat it. Let's have a feast and celebrate.
他出去时要过这个快乐的生活。
He went out looking for a happy life.
他所得到的却是灾难。
But he got disaster instead.
但父亲说，我们可以快乐。
But the father said, let us celebrate.
是的，弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
世人所要的这些东西
，What the mankind wants，
最终还是只有在我们父神家里才能够真正的享受到。
It can only be truly enjoyed back in the Father's house。
这就是主耶稣所宣告的：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
”And this is the meaning of Jesus' proclamation: I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty.
因为他要把我们带回到父神的家里。
Because he wants to bring us back to the Father's house.
有父的同在，我们才能够体会到人生命的最深的这个需要。
And we in the presence of the Father, we can appreciate what is the deepest need of man.
是的，耶稣是生命的粮。
Therefore, yes, Jesus is the bread of life.
因为他是父神所赐给世人的救恩的礼物。
Because he is the gift of salvation thatFather has given to man.
而耶稣之所以能够将永恒的生命带给世人，
And the reason why Jesus is able to give this eternal life to man,
是因为他本身就是生命的源头。
And it's because he is the source of life itself.
而且他也是参与父神的救恩的工作，与神一起同工。
And he co-works with the Father in this work of salvation.
这是第二点，约翰要让我们看到的。
This is the second point.
其实约翰福音书的一开始，
Actually at the beginning of the gospel,
约翰就是要强调耶稣作为神的道，他就是一切生命的源头。
John has always been trying to stress that Jesus as the word is the source of life.
所以他如此说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And this is why he says, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的，生命在他里面。
Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life.
在今早六章的这个经文里面，耶稣宣告他是生命的粮的这个教导里。
And this morning, in this teaching about Jesus as the bread of life,
如果你稍微留意一下，
you have been noticing,
你会发现耶稣提到一样工作。
That Jesus keep repeating this work.
这工作在犹太人那种根深蒂固的观念里面，只有神才可以做到的。
And this work is deeply ingrained in the Jews that this can only be done by God.
那就是叫死人复活。
And it's the resurrection of the dead.
耶稣四次提到那些相信他的，到他那里来的人，在末日他要叫他们复活。
Jesus mentioned this four times that those who believe in him at the end of days they will be resurrected.
这说明什么？
What does this say?
说明耶稣跟神有同等的这个大能。
This means that Jesus has the same power as God.
父能做的，子也照样能做。
What the Father can do, the Son can also do.
其实之前在第五章里面，
Actually, previously in chapter 5,
耶稣已经非常大胆地向群众说，
Jesus had already made this bold proclamation.
父怎么样叫死人活？父怎么样叫死人起来，使他们活着？子也照样随自己的意思，使人活着。
Just as the Father raised the dead and gave them life, even so the Son gives life to those He is pleased to give it.
子可以随着自己的意思，使人永远活着。
So the Son can, according to His own pleasing, give life to those who are dead.
接着他进一步说。
And then he continues to say,
他说时候将到，现在就是的。
I tell you the truth, a time is coming and now is.
死人要听见神儿子的声音。
The dead will hear the voice of the Son of God.
听见的人就要活了。
And those who hear will live.
因为父怎么样在自己有生命。
But just as the Father has life in himself,
他赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命。
So he has granted the Son to have life in him.
耶稣的这些话不是凭空来讲的。
Jesus did not say these things in empty-handed.
所以在以后，他以行动来证明。
Because later he proved this with action.
就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活。
And he raised Lazarus from the dead.
在这个世界里面，耶稣做了另外一个自我的宣告。
In this event of the rising of Lazarus, he made another self-proclamation.
耶稣说：“复活在我，生命在我，信我的人虽然死了。”也必复活。
I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies.
弟兄姐妹，复活是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is resurrection?
复活就是那些来到神儿子那里的人，他们永恒生命的最终的展现。
The resurrection is those who come to the Son in at the end of life, they will be fully manifested in the end.
就是耶稣所应许的这个永生，他最终的给我们看见的、所实现的，就是人的复活。
And this eternal life that is promised in the final fulfillment is the resurrection.
我们得永生是现在是就有的。
This eternal life we now have it.
但是永生最终的展现，就是我们将来死后复活。
But this eternal life's full manifestation comes from the resurrection in the end.
那就是永远的生命。
And that is the eternal life.
所以耶稣说他是从天上降下来的生命之粮。
And that's why Jesus said that he is the bread of life.
人若吃了就永远活着。
Those who eat this bread will live forever.
所以耶稣出的表明他是掌管生命的主。
So Jesus besides saying that he is the one who governs life,
他同样的跟神一样可以叫人复活。
To have this ability just as the Father to resurrect.
他跟神有同等的能力。
To have this same power.
除此之外，在他的教导里面，你发现耶稣很多次的强调他跟神的这个特殊的关系。
You also find that in his teaching, he stressed many times his special relationship with the Father.
耶稣经常称这个神为他的父。
Jesus addressed God as his Father.
他说从来没有人看见过父。
He says no one has seen God.
唯独他自己见过。
Only he himself has seen him.
因为他是与父同在。
Because he was with the Father.
所以他被父神所差派。
So he is sent by the Father.
从天上降下来。
From heaven.
就是要把自己的生命作为生命的粮赐给世人。
To give his life as the bread of life for men.
因为这是父神的心意。
This is the will of the Father.
所以耶稣要群众相信他的话，相信他的身份。
And therefore Jesus wants the crowd to believe in him, to believe in his identity.
因为耶稣希望他们能够得到永远的生命。
So that they can have eternal life.
但是耶稣也告诉他们，他不是一个人在执行神的这个救恩的计划。
But Jesus also say that he is not doing this work of salvation alone.
父神其实也有参与的。
The Father participates in it.
我们可以从两处经文里面看到圣父跟圣子的同工。
We see this in two passages.
第三十七节，耶稣说：“凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来。”到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
第四十四节，若不是差我来的父吸引人，没有人能到我这里来。
No one comes to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
首先，我们来看父的工作。
Let us see the work of the Father.
他赐信徒给他的儿子。
He gives the disciples to his son.
他吸引信徒来到他儿子的那里。
He also draws the believer to him, to his son.
父神的赐给跟吸引，经常引起这个学者们的争论。
So this giving and this drawing often get controversies with the scholars.
这是否意味着是神的预定？
Does this mean predestination?
预定某些人会得救，预定某些人不得救。
To predestine that some will be saved, some will not be saved.
我想这不应该是耶稣的意思。
I think this is not the intent of Jesus.
耶稣是要说明他在执行神的这个救恩计划的时候，父同时也在人的心中做吸引的工作。
Jesus is trying to say that as he is carrying on this work of salvation of the Father, the Father is also doing this work of drawing these people to him.
父这个吸引工作叫他们能够回应他自己所要做的工作。
This allows the people to respond to the work of the Son.
这是儿子对父亲的一种信心的展现。
And this is the confidence that the Son has of the Father.
另外一方面，父的赐给是要说明这个父神是拥有这个主权。
And secondly, this giving shows that the Father has sovereignty.
这些信徒成为了他的子民。
For these believers to become his people,
成为他的产业。
To become his inheritance.
主耶稣在他以后的教导里面，他也自己做另外一个宣告，说我是好牧人。
In his later teaching, he says that I am the good shepherd.
他同样指出是父神把羊赐给他。
He also points out that it's the Father who gives the sheep to him.
而且他也再次的强调，谁也不能从他手里面把他们夺走。
And no one is able to take them away from him.
所以弟兄姐妹要看到，当父把他的子民，把他的羊赐给他的儿子耶稣基督。
So when we see that when the Father gives the people his sheep to the Son,
儿子的工作就是要负起保守保护这些人这些羊的这个责任。
The son's job is to protect these people.
这就是耶稣在第37节所要表达的意思。
And this is the meaning from verse 37.
到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
指的这份保守的工作不但是今生的，而且到末日要叫我们复活。
And this job is not just on earth, but also in eternal life to resurrect us.
是的，弟兄姐妹，这个约翰福音书里面，耶稣一共做了七次自我的宣告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, there are these seven I am sayings in John.
今早经文的重点，我是生命的粮，是他的第一句的自我宣告。
The message today, I am the bread of life, is his first self-proclamation.
刚才我给大家看到耶稣还做了两个自我的宣告。
We also mentioned two other self-proclamation.
就是复活在我，生命也在我。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是好牧人。
I am the good shepherd.
还有其他四个自我的宣告。
There are four others I am self-proclamation.
我是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
我是羊的门。
I am the gate.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the truth, the life, and the way.
我是真葡萄树。
I am the true vine.
这七个耶稣的自我宣告，我是。
These seven I am sayings，
在这降临界的期间里面，我们都会跟大家来思考每一个自我宣告的我是的这个意义。
We'll be sharing their meaning in this period of Advent。
所以今天是第一讲。
So this is the first sermon today。
不过这七个耶稣的自我宣告都有一个共同点。
But we see that there is a commonality in these seven I am sayings。
就是耶稣要说明他跟人的关系是什么。
He is trying to say what is his relationship with man.
在人有特殊的需要的时候，耶稣怎么样去可以满足他们。
And how he can fulfill man's need.
例如人是活在黑暗里。
For example, man lives in darkness.
耶稣是人在黑暗里的光。
And Jesus is the light for the man in darkness.
在人需要安全的时候，耶稣可以成为他们的保护的门。
And as those who need security, Jesus is the door that guards them.
在人需要引导的时候，耶稣可以成为他们的牧人。
Jesus also the good shepherd who guides those who need direction.
耶稣就要说明他怎么样能够供应我们每个人特殊的需要。
So in all these I am sayings, Jesus is trying to say how he can provide for us in our own special needs.
今早我的宣告，自我宣告，我是生命的粮。
So this morning I'm the bread of life.
是针对人生活最基本的需要，就是食物。
It refers to the most basic need, food.
生活在加利利海边的那些居民。
Those who live by the shore of Galilee.
不论他们是渔夫也好，是这个牧羊的牧民也好。
Whether you're a shepherd or a fisherman.
他们的关怀不就是每天的食物吗
？Isn't food their daily concern?
正因为食物在他们眼中很是重要。
This food is very important to them.
他们才被耶稣行这个五饼二鱼的这个神迹呢感到很震撼。
And therefore, this is why they are all struck by the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000.
所以他们甚至可以渡海，这个路多遥远，他们都能够要去找寻耶稣。
Therefore, they are willing to cross the sea across long distances to look for Jesus.
他们希望耶稣能够一次过的帮助他们解决肚子的问题。
Because they want Jesus to fulfill their hunger needs of once and for all.
甚至能够像摩西这样每天供应食物给他们。
To be like Moses to give their daily food.
当耶稣告诉他他是生命的粮，是从天上降下来的，是比玛拿更好的。
When Jesus said that I'm the bread of life, it is even better than manna.
他们马上要就说，主啊，常将这些粮赐给我们。
Sir, they said, from now on, give us this bread.
耶稣当然愿意满足人基本的需要。
Of course, Jesus is willing to listen to their basic need.
但是他们要他们从耶稣要他们从这个对食物的追求，能够转到对赐给食物的主的这个。追求。
But Jesus also want to focus their obsession on these daily needs to the eternal need.
不要看到事物，要看到那供给事物的主。
Not to just look at the food, but also look at the provider.
如果人单单只是追求那会朽坏的食物
，If man only pursue the food that is perishable,
而忽略了那不会朽坏的食物
，And to neglect the food that is imperishable,
就是对永恒生命的追求
，And that is the pursuit of this eternal life,
那他们生命永远就不会满足的
，Then their needs will never be satisfied.
弟兄姐妹，神能够赐给人最大的礼物
，Brothers and sisters, God can give us this greatest gift.
就是他儿子耶稣基督的生命
and this is the life of his only son Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣不单单只是他来，不单单只要满足人今生的需要。
So Jesus did not come to just fulfill our worldly needs.
他来不是要我们去教导他怎么样做。
He doesn't come to just listen to our bidding.
不是要听从我们的吩咐。
To listen to our bidding.
好像跟在我们的后面走。
And just follow us.
如果今天我们有这个物质的需要，你就来填补我的需要。
Oh, I have this daily need. Come and fulfill my need.
如果明天我感到心灵的空虚，你来填补我的空虚。
Oh, I'm feeling empty tomorrow. Please fulfill my emptiness.
如此没完没了的，耶稣成为我们使唤的仆人。
And this will never end because Jesus is just doing our bidding.
主耶稣来是要彻底改变人对生命存在意义的这个看法。
Jesus wants to fully transform our perspective of what is life.
就是叫人看见他是生命复活的主。
To see that he is life and resurrection.
只有人到他那里跟他的生命相连接。
Only those who are connected in union to his life.
人今生的生命才能够真正的得到满足。
You can only get satisfaction for this life.
我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty.
到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他，在末日我要叫他复活。
Those who come to me, I will never drive away, and I will raise him up at the end of days.
是的，弟兄姐妹，耶稣是真正的粮食。
So, brothers and sisters, Jesus is the bread of life.
他从父神那里来到世界。
He comes from the Father to this world.
要赐生命给世人。
To give life to men.
所以父神的心意就是要一切见到他儿子的人能够得到这永远的生命。
The will of the Father is to give his eternal life to those who see his Son and believe.
但是耶稣之前有说过，父神有做吸引人的工作。
Jesus also says that the Father does this work of drawing the people.
但这是不是表示人不需要做什么东西
？Does this mean that therefore we do not need to do anything?
人不需要做出回应吗
？We do not need to respond. Does this mean that?
所以耶稣补充说
，Therefore Jesus adds on.
凡听见父之教训又学习的，就会到我这里来。
Anyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me.
所以约翰我们看到第三点就是耶稣是生命的粮
John taught us to see this third point that Jesus is the bread of life
所以人当以聆听跟这个信靠的心来领受神的这份礼物
and therefore we must receive this gift by listening and by trusting
耶稣除了宣告自己是生命的粮
Jesus proclaimed that he's the bread of life
他又不断地强调他跟父神的关系
and he keeps stressing his relationship with the Father
要实现父神的心意
that he wants to fulfill the will of his Father
在会堂里的犹太人听到他说他是从天上降下来的，他们感到很困惑。
The Jews in the synagogue hear that he is from the heaven and they get confused.
他们说这不是约瑟的儿子吗
？Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph?
他的父母我们不是认的吗
？Whose father and mother we know?
他如今怎么说我是从天上降下来的
？How can he say that I come down from heaven?
这些犹太人自以为他们对耶稣的身世、耶稣的身份很是了解。
This is because the Jews assume that they know about Jesus' background.
对他父母也很熟悉。
And that they know his parents.
所以认定耶稣的话一定不是真的。
And that they are sure that his words can't be true.
由于他们的这种偏见。
Because of their bias.
他们不但不能够领悟耶稣行五饼二鱼的这个意义。
They cannot appreciate the meaning of the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000.
他们更不能够去看见耶稣真正的身份。
They also cannot see his true identity.
难怪耶稣要对他们说。
And this is why Jesus says to them.
凡听见父之教训又学习的，就会到我这里来。
Those who listen to the Father and learn from him will come to me.
换句话说，耶稣要告诉他们，你们是瞎眼的。
Therefore, Jesus is telling them that they are blind.
你们瞎眼的真正原因，是因为你们没有在聆听，没有去学习神对你们说的话。
The reason you are blind is because you are not listening and you are not learning from the Father.
什么是神的教训或神的话？
So what is teaching the word of God?
神的教训可以是指神给人内心的光照。
And this teaching can refer to this enlightening of these people inside.
正如先知，这个所谓以西结所预言的。
Just as how the prophet Ezekiel has prophesied.
神要赐给他的百姓一颗新的心，一颗新的灵。
That Jesus, God wants to give them a new heart, a new spirit.
又像先知耶尔他所期盼的。
And just as how it was hoped by the prophet Joel.
神要将他的灵浇灌在所有的人身上。
That God will pour out His Spirit on all.
神赐给人这个内心的光照。
This enlightenment
就是要吸引人来回应他儿子的工作。
Is to draw these people to respond to the work of His Son.
但是同时，神的教训更是神自己为他的儿子所做的见证，所说出的话。
But God, the Father's, God's teaching also refers to the testimony that He gives for His Son.
正如耶稣自己所讲的，人子是父神所印证的。
Just as what Jesus said that the Son of Man is testified by the Father.
既然人子耶稣是父神所印证的
，Since the Son of Man is testified by the God the Father,
他的话语、他的教导就等同于父神的教训。
His teaching and his words is of the same level as the Father.
所以耶稣就曾经这么说。
And this is why Jesus once said,
神所差来的就说神的话。神所差来的就说神的话。
For the one who God has sent speaks the words of God.
我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。
I do nothing by my own.
我说这些话乃是照着父所教训我的。
But speak just what the Father has taught me.
耶稣的话就等同神的教训。
Therefore, Jesus' word is of equivalent as to the teaching of the Father.
所以我们若要信靠耶稣。
So we must believe in the Jesus.
你就必须先相信他所说的一切的话。
We must first believe in his words.
他的话才能够成为我们聆听、我们学习的内容。
And his words then can therefore become what we listen to.
否则的话，我们只会用自己的眼光、用自己的观点来看要不要接受耶稣所讲的。
Or else we will only use our own perspective to say whether we should believe in Jesus.
当耶稣说他的肉真是可吃，他的血真是可喝的。
When Jesus said that his flesh can be eaten and his blood can be drank,
对犹太人来讲呢，这是非常冒犯性的话。
To the Jews, it's very, very offensive.
因为他们立法是禁止他们吃带血的食物。
Because the law forbids them for eating any food with blood.
更不要说吃人肉。
All the more so human flesh.
当我讲过，耶稣这里所讲的吃肉跟喝血是象征性的说法。
Of course, this eating of the flesh and drinking of the blood is only metaphorical.
是要代表他的生命。
It's actually to talk about Jesus' life.
他要以他的生命成为世人的赎价。
With his life, it will be a ransom for the sins of men.
但因为这些犹太人，他们觉得耶稣这番话很是难明白。
Of course, to the Jews, they cannot comprehend this.
很难听得进去。
They cannot accept it.
甚至是令人厌烦的。
And it's annoying to them.
他们因此选择离开耶稣。
So they choose to leave.
而这些人竟然是曾经跟随过耶稣的人。
And many of these are the disciples of Jesus.
曾经是耶稣的门徒。
They were his followers.
是的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么时候我们对耶稣所说的话感到不耐烦
？When do we feel that Jesus' teaching is now very annoying?
什么时候我们对耶稣所说的话感到很反感
？We are disturbed by what he said.
是因为我们不想耶稣改变我们。
It's because we do not want Jesus to transform us.
我们就选择不听他所说的话。
So we choose not to listen to his words.
最终我们会像这些离开他的门徒一样。
So we'll end up like these disciples who have left Jesus.
最终我们会选择离开他。
We'll choose to leave.
或者什么时候耶稣不能够供应我们一切的需要。
Or when Jesus is unable to fulfill our needs.
因为我们只看到的只是物质上的需要。
Because we only see the material need.
我们有没有看到生命上更高的层次。
We do not see what is on the higher level.
我们也选择离开耶稣。
Or at those moments, we also leave Jesus.
一位华人学者他说得很好。
One Chinese scholar said,
他说我们跟随耶稣。
We follow Jesus.
不是因为我们完全明白。
It's not because we totally understand.
那些自觉完全明白的人只会偏行己路。
Those who think that they fully understand only follow their own path.
我们是因为不明白。
It's because we do not understand.
我们才死心塌地的来跟随他。
And therefore we most willingly follow Jesus.
当耶稣看见跟随他的人，很多人都离他而去。
When Jesus saw that a lot of his followers have left him,
他回头对十二门徒说
，He asked the 12 disciples,
你们也要去吗？
You do not want to leave too, do you?
你们也要去吗？
Do you want to leave?
西门彼得回答说
Simon Peter answered,
主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
是的，我们不一定会完全明白耶稣所讲的每一句话。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we may not understand all the teachings of Jesus.
我们也无法预知我们前面的道路会是如何。
And we do not know what is the lies in the road ahead.
但是我们必须像彼得一样。
But we must be like Simon Peter.
我们要确认耶稣是来自父神那里的。
We must be sure that Jesus came from God.
他就是生命的粮，他能够带给我们永恒的生命。
He is the bread of life that will give us eternal life.
所以纵使我们不明白耶稣所讲的一切的话，
So if we, even though we do not understand all his teachings,
但是我们知道他的话会带给我们永生。
We do know that these words bring eternal life.
纵使我们对人生的苦难困境我们不能够明白，
Although we do not understand all of life's sufferings,
我们却知道他必定会带领保守我们。
We knowthat he is guiding and protecting us.
这就是我们对他的委身跟信靠。
And this is our commitment and trust on him.
因为耶稣说到我这里来的我总不丢弃他。
Because Jesus said that all who trust in me I will not forsake them.
在末日我要叫他复活。
And I will resurrect them on the last days.
弟兄姐妹，我们这是蒙神蒙恩的人，蒙神 得救的人。
Brothers and sisters, we have all been saved by God's grace.
我们经历耶稣基督以他的生命作为我们得救的代价。
And we experience his daily salvation.
我们也经历父神每日的供应。
And we also and his daily providence.
我们更知道耶稣基督在保守，在保护我们。
And we know that Jesus is protecting us.
我们要跟从谁呢？
Who then can we follow?
我们要跟从谁呢？
Who then can we follow?
最后我要以一首圣诗，大家都很熟悉的，就是 A.B. 兴盛所写的一首诗歌来作为结束。
Let me end with this hymn.
我先用华文先讲先。钱所要的是祝福，金所要是主，钱所凭是感觉，金靠主言语。
Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling, but now it is His word.
钱所要的是恩赐。金要赐恩主，钱我寻求医治，金要主自己。
Once his gift I wanted, now the giver alone. Once I sought for healing, now himself alone.
永远高举耶稣，赞美主不懈，一切在耶稣里，唯他是我一切。
All in all forever, Jesus will I sing. Everything in Jesus, and Jesus everything.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless this word.